In radio, it's RCA all the way. The Radio Corporation of America presents The Magic Key. Magic Key turns. The family of RCA, which includes Radio Marine, RCA Communications, the National Broadcasting Company, and RCA Victor, combines over a coast-to-coast network of 94 stations to bring you a full hour of entertainment. Today, the Magic Key will turn to the chairman of the board of the Radio Corporation of America, General James G. Harbord, the incomparable George M. Cohan, Doris Doe, brilliant American contralto of the Metropolitan Opera Company, the prize-winning American Legion chorus of Post Number 41 from Syracuse, New York, the romantic ballads of Jean Sablon, Margaret Brill, one of the country's leading young harpists, Tex O'Rourke, and Frank Black, who opens the program as he conducts the Magic Key Orchestra in the American Legion March. Twenty years ago this month, General Pershing had just established the general headquarters of the AEF in Chaumont, France. His chief of staff was General James G. Harbord, who later became the distinguished commander of the Marine Brigade at Chateau Thierry, of the 2nd Division of the Battle of Soissons, and of the all-important service of supply throughout the latter part of the World War. Many of the men who served under General Harbord in France will see him next week, when they attend the annual National Convention of the American Legion in New York City. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to the Magic Key audience the president of the American Legion 1937 Convention Corporation and the chairman of the board of the Radio Corporation of America, General James G. Harbord.
I am happy today to appear briefly before the microphone and broadcast a word of greeting and of welcome to my fellow members of the American Legion throughout the United States. A week from tomorrow, on September 20th, several hundred thousand of us are going to get together in the city of New York. On behalf of the American Legion 1937 Convention Corporation, of which I have the honor to be president, I cordially invite and I strongly urge every Legion member to join us in what I believe to be the most important and most significant national reunion the Legion has ever observed. 20 years have passed since the United States entered the World War. 20 of the most difficult, the most tragic years in the world's history. Great as was our country's need for an army of high-spirited young men in 1917, her need today for a high-spirited, mature-minded citizenship is fully as great, if not greater. The men who supplied the first need 20 years ago are the very men best able to supply the second need today. They are the Legionnaires who are to be represented in such large numbers in New York next week. They are the American citizens who all through the next 20 years will be influential in providing for the safety and shaping the destiny of our nation. That now appears to be a task that will call for all our national resources of judgment and courage and patriotism. Dedicated to that task and outstanding among those resources is the membership of the American Legion. Gentlemen of the American Legion, the city of New York welcomes you this year as enthusiastically and with as great admiration as it did in 1917 and 18. It is honored by your presence. It offers you unrivaled opportunities as a place to do your work and to renew old friendships and associations. Join us here next week. Learn for yourself that New York is really just a small town grown up, warm-hearted, excitable, proud to play host to important visitors. Your 1937 New York Convention will be one you will always remember, one you will always be glad you took part in.
Thank you, General Harbaugh.
During the last American Legion convention, vocal groups from posts throughout the land competed for the right to the title Prize Chorus of the American Legion. After much keen competition, the judges awarded this honor to post number 41, Syracuse. You will hear this prize-winning chorus now as the magic key of RCA turns to Syracuse, New York.
A medley of four songs that need no introduction. Songs we sang in France.
Get back and smile.
Syracuse American Legion Chorus, National Champions, directed by John Clough with Harry Southwick accompanist, in an arrangement of the Finnish national anthem, Suomi's Song. Conclusion, an arrangement of an old Cossack song, Dance, My Comrades.
Dance, my comrades, dance, my comrades, dance a white song in the sun. Dance, my comrades, dance, my comrades, life and love have just begun. Here's the honor, here's the Tanya, here's the glory, Tanya's hair. Here's the friendship, here's the battle, spoils of victory we will share. Dance, my comrades, dance a white song in the sun. Dance, my comrades, life and love have just begun. To the Emperor, all allegiance, to the Empress, all esteem. On to Tanya, on to Tanya.
The Magic Key returns you to New York City.
This Tex O'Rourke, folks, unannounced because I've just been asked to perform a mighty pleasant task, to introduce to you a chap who's just as well known and loved down in the cactus country as he is right here in the gay white way that he helped to make famous. He's the fellow who immortalized Yankee Doodle, synchronized the land of the free and the home of the brave, and set Old Glory waving to 4/4 time. Author, composer, playwright, star of the screen, stage, and radio, artist and musician. Well, you put them all together, add a dance, dash of dancing feet, strike up the band, set off the fireworks, give three cheers, and you just about got a picture of Uncle Sam's favorite nephew, one of the grandest troopers in the world, George M. Cohan.
Well, that after that very elaborate introduction, I'm afraid I've lost my voice entirely. However, it's very nice to be here. I consider it a great privilege to be on this program for the American Legion. I've been asked to sing a verse and chorus of a little marching song of mine the boys adopted more or less during the war. I don't have to tell you I'm not much of a vocalist, but I'll do the best I can with it. So we'll just imagine for the moment we're back 1917 and the orders from the front. Forward march, Doctor.
Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun. Take it on the run, on the run, on the run. Hear them calling, you and me, every son of liberty. Hurry right away, don't delay, go today. Make your daddy glad to have had such a lad. And tell your sweetheart not to pine, to be proud her boy's in line. Over there, over there, send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums rum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over over there. Say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there.
Our next guest of the Magic Key has achieved distinction as one of America's outstanding young harpists. Her artistry has drawn praise from many of the most renowned figures in the musical world. It is with real pleasure that the Magic Key of RCA turns to Margaret Brill. Margaret Brill, accompanied by Frank Black and the Magic Key Orchestra, plays for us the sprightly Bure by the great Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you. Miss Brill will introduce her next two numbers.
Not long ago, I was wandering through a toy shop here in New York, looking for a music box. I found two of them, a modern music box and an old-fashioned one, both so utterly charming and both so utterly different that I had a very difficult time choosing. So, I took them both. First, I shall play the modern music box. And now, the old-fashioned music box.
You've just heard Margaret Brill play the pirouetting music box by Salcedo and the old-fashioned music box by Pernitz.
Listen, in the copy of Life magazine, which you will find on your newsstands next Friday, you will see a thrilling new 8-page feature. This magazine within a magazine is called Listen, because it tells all about radio. 8 graphic pages of pictures and text showing how the National Broadcasting Company builds programs for the microphone for presentation over your loudspeaker. Among the pictures you will find in Listen are a night photo of Radio City, NBC's headquarters in New York, an NBC director in his soundproof control room, pictures and diagrams showing how programs are brought from foreign lands for rebroadcasting in America, snapshots of your favorite NBC stars, and many other behind-the-scenes photographs showing NBC in action. We hope you will look at this new feature in Life magazine to appear on your newsstands on Friday, September 17th. We believe you will find Listen interesting, informative, and entertaining. Look in Life for Listen. And on your radio, listen for the familiar NBC chimes, your signal for fine radio entertainment.
Magic Key of RCA, presented for your interest and pleasure by the Radio Corporation of America. On our program today, you have heard Major General James G. Harbord, Chairman of the Board of RCA and President of the American Legion 1937 Convention. George M. Cohan, famous playwright, actor, and producer. Margaret Brill, harpist, and the prize-winning Legion Chorus of Syracuse, New York. Now the magic key will turn to Doris Doe with the Metropolitan Opera Company, Tex O'Rourke, romantic ballads by Jean Sablon, and Frank Black conducting the Magic Key Orchestra.
Frank Black, General Music Director of the National Broadcasting Company, conducts the Magic Key Orchestra in his own special arrangement of the rumba favorite, The Lady in Red. Your radio do double duty. Let it bring you your choice of Metropolitan Opera stars or popular favorites like Guy Lombardo, Benny Goodman, and Hal Kemp, whenever you wish. Yours to command at any hour of the day or night. It's easy and inexpensive with an RCA record player, which enables you to play the new Victor high-fidelity record through the same amplifying system and loudspeaker which are now reproducing my voice in your home. Ask your dealer for a demonstration of the RCA Victor record player. The price is only $19.95.
Why Do You Pass Me By? The theme song of that romantic young singer who came from Paris to America with a new style in song. The magic key of RCA turns to Jean Sablon.
Bonjour, mesdames. Bonjour, mesdemoiselles. Bonjour, messieurs. One of the best known of our French ballads is a song called Si Petite. In your language, that means you are so fragile and so lovely. Tu es venu un beau jour dans ma vie, tout simplement. Et tu fis naître en mon âme ravie. L'enchantement. Ce que tu veux, je le fais sans contrainte, sans murmurer. Car je ne puis toujours sous ton étreinte
je t'adorais. Je te sens dans mes bras, si petite, auprès de moi, que je peux, quand ton cœur bat trop vite, le briser entre mes doigts. Quand je vois qu'une peine t'agite, je te baisse alors toujours. Tu te fais dans mes bras si petite, si petite. Qu'une peine t'agite, je te berce alors toujours. Tu te fais dans mes bras si petit, oh si petit, si petit.
And now, here is an American song, which is one of the most popular ballads on this side of the Atlantic. I sing for you.
Whispers in the dark, two shadows in the night, so gentle and so tender that every little word is like a song of sweet delight. Whispers in the dark, how heavenly they seem. When lips and arms surrender, and every little kiss is like a dream within a dream. But soon, breezes whisper to the trees that dawn is near. So soon, their little paradise of love will disappear. Whispers in the dark, while stars are in the blue. Upon a night like this, perhaps I'll hear a little whisper in the dark from you. Dira tout en nous caressant que l'aube est proche. Quittons ce si beau paradis d'amour sans reproche. Quand sous les étoiles des ombres dans la nuit murmure des mots si tendres, on voudrait les entendre
Kennedy.
Tex O'Rourke has been almost anything in the catalog of couriers that you can think of. Today, he appears in a new role, that of a fixer-upper of traffic tangles. The green light comes on and the magic key of RCA turns to Tex O'Rourke.
Thank you, Ben Grauer, and howdy, folks. I don't want to set myself up as a champion of lost causes. The more I think about it, the more I realize that we ought to do something about this traffic situation, and I'm wondering if maybe we haven't got the solution right under our noses all the time. We just haven't recognized it. Of course, I realize that a lot of you folks are lucky enough to live in a country where you don't have to worry about traffic jams. But if what I'm going to say should revolutionize the automobile industry, and it probably will, you might as well know about it right now. I remember back in the old days when you could ride into town and find yourself a free hitching post almost anywhere except maybe in front of a thirst parlor. But times have changed, and I'm sure glad to see those old hitching posts coming back all through the West. Maybe some of you Eastern folks haven't seen these newfangled hitching posts. They're a whole lot like the old ones, only of course they're for automobiles and you pay 5 cents an hour to tie up to them. It's a mighty fine idea, and I think the only reason we haven't adopted them here in the East is we got so many laws against slot machines unless they pay off in merchandise. I know, personally, I'd be glad to pay 10 cents an hour to tie up to one of those hitching posts if they'd throw in a package of peppermint drops. I think there ought to be some way of getting around that law. We get around all the rest of them. Here in New York, for instance, they're still letting you park along the curb for nothing and tying a summons on your door handle as soon as your back is turned. Now, I've been pretty lucky that way myself because I've been looking for a free place to park along the curb for about a year. I haven't found one yet, so I haven't got any summonses. I wouldn't want you to think now that I'm criticizing the fellows who regulate traffic out here because I understand they're just a little bit touchy about it. I'll say this for them. They pretty well got the traffic problem licked here in the big city. In fact, they got it licked practically to a standstill, especially on a rainy day. I used to worry about how much gas it took me just to almost stand still on a rainy day, and then I found out one time I could turn my engine off and let the cars behind me sort of bump me along. I don't use any gas at all now, except out in the suburbs. I remember one rainy day I left my car standing right out in the middle of Fifth Avenue while I went in for lunch. When I came out, it was only about a block and a half up the street. That's easier than parking because I saved myself just about an hour's driving that way. Funny part of it is, I got an old model car. She'd have been out of date long ago, I think, but I got it squeezed in between those big buses so many times, it's practically streamlined now. With that, I suppose that now I'm on the radio, I'll have to be buying a new car. I know the missus was saying just the other day that when a car gets old and feeble, it stalls every time it rolls over a cud of gum. It's about time to trade it in for a new one. They got a new traffic game out here that they call Bump the Bumps. It's getting to be almost as much of a rage as miniature golf used to be. I might have said a craze, of course, but I think rage fits it better. In case any of you folks are planning an automobile trip east and you want to take a whirl at Bump the Bumps, I'll be glad to give you the location of an avenue here where they're tearing up a surface line, they're tearing down an elevator and digging a subway all on one street. If it's too crowded over there for a game, you can get yourself a pretty fair game on almost any side street where they use overlapping trucks for hazards, and you can get yourself some swell excavation bunkers. And speaking of excavations, folks, I ran into a fellow the other day who said he was a spot rectifier, and I bet half of you folks right now don't know what a spot rectifier is. Well, they get a report that there's a spot needs fixing on the street, and they send a fellow around who's called a ringer. He makes a little ring on the street in chalk. Then they send up a square. He draws a chalk square around the ring, and then the calculator comes along, and he computes the square inches in the square. Of course, they could have done away with that square fellow, only they couldn't find anybody that could compute the square inches in a circle. Next, the ripper rips up the spot. And then the safety squad, they put a little fence around it and some red lanterns until spring. In the spring, the road crew shut off the street while the asphalt crew finished the job with a steamroller. That's where the spot rectifier comes in, folks, because he's the fellow that comes along and turns in a report saying that the place that needed fixing was a block and a half further up the street in the first place. But I'm getting kind of away from my subject here because I think maybe I got the solution to this whole problem of traffic congestion. And the funny thing is that it came to me just like a flash when I was watching a movie short of that Akron soapbox derby they had. Because now there was a bunch of kids that were using cars hardly any bigger than they were. Don't you see, folks? The whole trouble is that they're making automobiles too big. If we made them about the size of an old-fashioned Saturday night bathtub, with bumpers all the way around so you could go front ways, sideways, or backwards, our troubles would be over. Make them small enough so they can run under the big trucks and the buses, and if they should happen to get tangled up in traffic, the officer can pull them apart with a case hook. And make them cheap enough so as every member of the family can have one, you can stick them up in your backyard, and if it rains, you just turn them over. Now, I know there'll be a lot to scoff at me just like they scoffed at Columbus. But, folks, just as long as you let a 150-pound man cruise up and down Main Street in a 3,000-pound car, you're going to have traffic trouble. Just think this over with a fair, open mind, folks, and I'll bet you that next Saturday night when you're splashing around in your bathtub all full of soap and song, you'll say maybe the old Texan was right. This wouldn't be a halfway bad to go to bad way to go to town at that.
A radio favorite in the early days of NBC, Doris Doe continued her artistic career in concerts. Today, she is one of the leading contraltos of the Metropolitan Opera Company, and her voice is familiar to many of our audiences who heard the broadcasting of the Metropolitan Operas direct from the stage. The magic key of RCA turns to Doris Doe. For her first selection, Miss Doe sings an air by Christopher Gluck, O del mio dolce ardor.
Oh,
Doris Doe, contralto of the Metropolitan Opera Company, sings for an encore the dramatic song The Cry of Rachel by the American woman composer Mary Turner Salter.
Bed.
Well, then you change it, will you, Mother? Please. How do you expect me to do my homework with that racket going on?
Oh, very well. Just when I thought I was settled clean.
RCA Victor has solved that problem with electric tuning. If Mother had this latest RCA Victor development, she would just push a button on the armchair control box at her elbow, like this, and presto. Armchair Control is a simple attachment, inexpensive too, that may be connected to any of the new 1938 RCA Victor radios with electric tuning. Eight little buttons control eight favorite stations. Change a program, just push a button, and there's your station. The armchair control box may be placed away from the radio, by your chair, on the sun porch, anywhere. Electric tuning with armchair control brings you the glorious radio tone produced by the new RCA Victor Sonic Arc Magic Voice, built to direct sound scientifically to your ear, crystal clear and free from every trace of reverberation. Sound flowing smoothly from RCA Victor Beauty Tone cabinets. There's also the sensational new Overseas Dial to make tuning for shortwave stations as easy as for domestic stations. RCA Victor's famous Magic Brain and Magic Eye, RCA Metal Tubes, and best of all, prices are low. You can obtain one of the exciting new RCA Victor electric tuning radios for a down payment of about $15. See them tomorrow. Ask your dealer about a trade-in allowance on your present radio and the new easy payment terms on RCA Victor radios.
You've just heard Frank Black and the Magic Key Orchestra play Sheep and Goat by the noted American composer David Guion. The members of the family of RCA, which includes RCA Victor, Radio Marine, RCA Communications, and the National Broadcasting Company, invite you to tune in at this same hour next week for another full hour of entertainment. At that time, you will hear a special round-the-world feature demonstrating radio as a lifesaver on land, sea, and in the air. Songs by the internationally famous Fisk Jubilee singers. Witty commentary on Our Life and Times by Tex O'Rourke. Romantic ballads as only Jean Sablon can sing them, and Frank Black directing the Magic Key Orchestra. Milton Cross speaking for all the services of the Radio Corporation of America.
And Ben Grauer saying that in radio, it's RCA all the way.
The selection Whispers in the Dark is from Artisan Marbles. This is the National Broadcasting Company.